welcome back to season 7 of Priceless Therapy. I am your girl. Let's Talk Char, recording this podcast in the car. And we are on day 2. Oh, I said 2. Day 10 of 12 days of knowledge. And we're going to talk about day 6 of Kwanzaa. But before we start out with today's session, you know I have to start out with, this is not reality TV, and this is not reality radio, this is reality, and when you know better, do better. Now you know, hopefully you know exactly what to do. Now, if you haven't been checking out the 12 Days of Knowledge series, now would be a good time to go back and check out the other podcast before we get into today, which is day 6 of Kwanzaa, which is Kuumba. Yes, Kuumba. And it's spelled K-U-U-M-B-A. And Kuumba is creativity. We're going to take a quick break before we go any further. Hope you enjoy this music selection, and we'll be back with day 6 of Kwanzaa.
Calling faithfully, tell them boys tryna take my life, tell them boys don't play with me. I got bags on my red, they were dropping bombs on me.
Greater than a water top is where I wanna be. They gon' label me a gold, whatever what I'm tryna be. I'm the greatest out of Akron, turning up, hitting me. I'm gon' buy my mama house, get my brother out of the street, get my 150 band.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Even though you know we beefing, know exactly where we stand. With all our trials and tribulations, never thought you would've ran. I understand your situation. You're still worth them 20 things. My whole life, I felt stranded. Took off, yes, I planned it. Y'all made me who I am, so I can thank you for abandonment. Jump in, turn it up. Jump in, pipe it up. Together, we gon' fuck it up. We get the bands, we run it up. Times I was young, thought I never had no money. People used to call me bummy, wanna take my life from me. If you thought I was gon' die, got another thing coming. Tell my nigga, man, I'm journeying over my son. No, I'm busting. Auntie, tell my son I love him and place no one above him. I don't care, you're right or wrong. Over you, you know I'm busting. You can have your fucking friend, but don't you dare trust him. When you get these nigga chances, watch your back and they gon' burn you.
Greater than the water top is where I wanna be. They gon' label me a gold. I'm gon' buy my mama house, get my brother out of the street, get my 150 band, just because he loved me. Let my other brother play, cause he knew that this would be. I'ma put her on the hot, I'ma bless her with the heat. I know I'm my mama's child, I'm the heartbeat of the street.
Man, I swear to God, no cap. Oh God, I really cried when I wrote this shit, you feel me? But, you feel me? I'll troll and mistake. How about you do me a favor? run that bitch back.
Yo, this is Hiram Akeem with AkronHipHop.com. When I'm out and about, checking out what's happening in the streets or from the streets, I'm keeping it locked to SharJohnson.com, the heartbeat of the streets, baby.
I hope you enjoyed that music selection that I chose to start this session out. So we're going to start out with a quote for today, and this is day 6 of Kwanzaa on your 12 days of knowledge. The quote says, Kwanzaa is a special time to remember the ancestors, the bridge builders, and the leaders. And this quote comes from Miss Dorothy Wimbush Rowley. Now, we're just going to recap a little bit if you're just now tuning in, or if you forgot about some of the things that we talked about in the previous podcast, I want to make sure that I keep you up to speed. Kwanzaa is an African-American celebration of culture, reaffirmation, and Kwanzaa is one of the fastest growing holidays in the history of the world. Kwanzaa took root about 30 years ago when graduate student Dr. Mulana Karenja, who was disturbed by the 1965 riots in Los Angeles Watts area. Dr. Karenja decided that African Americans needed an annual event to celebrate their differences rather than the melting pot of the United States annual events, holidays, and celebrations. Even though Kwanzaa is not a religious holiday, it is a 7-day celebration that begins on December the 26th and continues through January the 1st. Again, today is day 6 of Kwanzaa. And day 6, the principle is Kuumba. And that's K-U-U-M-B-A. And it means creativity. Okay? So on the 6th day during Kwanzaa, the black candle is lit. The utmost left red candle, the extreme right green one, the next red, the subsequent green, and then the final red candle. So that's how you light the candles on the 6th day of Kwanzaa. Now, this day falls on December the 31st, which is New Year's Eve, and it's a very special day for my Black is Beautiful community. Yes, that's December the 31st, and it is the day of Karamu. It's K-A-R-A-M-U, or the Kwanzaa Feast. Many invite their loved ones and friends to partake in the Kwanzaa Feast celebration. So, we're going to take us another quick break. I just gave you a little bit tidbits of what goes on day 6 of Kwanzaa. Now, before we go out with that, I want to give you a little tidbit, and I want to give you another quote that I thought was super dope. And the quote is from the African proverb, cross the river in a crowd and the crocodile won't eat you. I got to say that again. It says, cross the river in a crowd and the crocodile won't eat you. I thought that was a super dope quote. Again, this is day 6 of Kwanzaa, and the principle is Kuumba, and it means creativity. Let's go ahead and take a quick short break.
Never thought that you would do You really took a piece of me. Used to cry to me. I used to cry with you. Now it's through.
Now it's through. Now it is through.
You said you was different. I think you're the same. Play my part just like you're playing games. I think I'm just stupid. I think I'm a fool.
Okay, let's get more into day 6 of Kwanzaa again. This is season 7, and you're listening to the 12 Days of Knowledge. And today is, again, day 6. It is celebrated on December the 31st, which is New Year's Eve here in the United States. And it is the most important day of the Kwanzaa celebration. Now on day 6, to enhance the celebration's mood, decorations should consist of Kwanzaa colors, that red, black, and green it is. It should also have African-American music in the background, and the traditional Kwanzaa attire is the dress code. So if you don't know what the dress code is for the Kwanzaa attire, A good thing for you to do is to go and research. You can Google it and find out what is the proper attire. Because you are celebrating something of your African culture, you should be dressed in that particular type of nature. Now, on this day, spicy and fabulous dishes are prepared for the guests. And at the end of the podcast, I will give you a couple of the dishes that I researched as far as serving for this Kwanzaa feast. Also on this day, the spicy, like I said, the spicy dishes and you prepare spicy food for your guests. You also, there's plays that are performed. Your family members or the guests that are there, they read poems and passages which are related to the seven principles of Kwanzaa, and the individual who is the storyteller in your family is the center stage of telling the stories in the feast. Now, the partakers of the Kwanzaa, that you remember your own ancestors, while the unity cup is shared. Yes, the unity cup is shared on each and every day of Kwanzaa. The candles, they are snuffed out after you share the unity cup, like after everyone partakes of it. And after you put the candles out, then you read something that is written by Dr. Karinja, and it is called Tamisha La Tutalanana. Tamisha La Tutalanama. And it is spelled Tamisha La Tutalanana. And this was written by Dr. Karinja. And he is the inventor of Kwanzaa. And it is also read by the eldest member that is in present, everyone. Okay? And this is the conclusion of the Kwanzaa feast, which is the Karamu. And that's K-A-R-A-M-U. So this, you know, so this is basically what you do during the sixth day of the Kwanzaa ceremony. And this is the farewell statement for the feast of the year. Now, each and every one, when they get done and when you guys depart or before you depart, you are to say Harambe seven times. And that's H-A-R-A-M-B-E-E. And Harambe is, it's a Kenyan tradition of community self-help events. And Harambe means all pulled together in Swahili. I think this is super dope. I hope that the things that I have shared with you on the 12 days of knowledge, that you embrace them and that you consider incorporating Kwanzaa into your festivities. I hope that you celebrate them. I hope that you learn some things and educate your family a part of it. It's a part of your African culture. And if you're not well versed in your culture, now is the time to make sure that you incorporate that and put it into your children, your grandchildren. So this is something that can be celebrated from years to come, and to make sure that you know where you come from, my Black is Beautiful community. Now, before we get up out of here, I want to also tell you about some of the dishes that I have researched and found that they cook for Kwanzaa. And these are what you consider some African style dishes. And you can Google them, research them, or you can go on the website, the Holiday Spot, and do /Kwanzaa, and you can find these recipes on there. A couple of them I found on there, and a couple of them were told to me. So some of the dishes that you can make, and if you look at the recipes, you'll see the type of spices and things that are added to it. Because when I first looked at them, I was like, that's not a spicy dish. But as I read further into the recipes, I realized that the dishes are spicy. So we got peas with ham, vegetarian stew, North African lamb kebabs. You also have red beans and rice, crab cakes, dirty rice, jambalaya, African tomato and avocado buttermilk soup. And you might want to research a little bit more of the different African culture. I know earlier this year in 2020, I had celebrated a birthday with Dr. Kofi, and he introduced us to some Ethiopian dishes, and it was very, very, very delicious. I was kind of shocked that I enjoyed it and some of the dishes we ate with our hands. So it's a good thing when you're embracing and doing things of our African culture that you make sure that you try out, research, and try some of the dishes of our natives and our motherland home. Be kind to someone and just make sure that you research and understand the traditions and the holidays that you're celebrating with your family and that you're incorporating into your lives. Some things are for us and there are many things that are not. We may not want to believe it or accept it, but we have been brainwashed with so many things being Africans living here in America. This is your girl, Let's Talk Char, and I'm out. Thank you for rocking out with me on this therapy session. Don't forget to go to my website, charjohnson.com. That's charjohnson.com. You can go to my website and get my Priceless Therapy podcast. You can also get to my online store and get some of my Silk Couture products. Don't forget to support me. Yes, with your support, I can continue to have this therapy session. Again, it's your girl, Let's Talk Char, that sunshine for your timeline.